You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, get in the freshest Browns gear. Visit the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. Time now for a little fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
First up on Fact or Fiction today, gentlemen. Fact or Fiction, Josh Gordon will be the leading receiver for the Browns on Sunday.
Oh, right into it, just like that, huh?
Yeah, no, we got to get into it, Rich.
I understand, yeah. I'm going to say yes because I believe that the targets are going to come fast and furious as a duplication of Hoyer and Gordon in their first game together in Minnesota last year. So, yeah, I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say that he hits a couple of chunk plays, too, of 25 yards or better. So, yes, that's fact.
Reg, I agree with you. I'm going to say yes. And if it's not, the Browns need to get something fixed. He should be targeted 8 to 10 times, which means 5 to 7 receptions. And as we know, his average was, you know, 17 yards plus last year. I do believe there's going to be a chunk play or two in there as well. And I think that also we're going to be so successful running the football that there's not going to be that many opportunities. Brian Hoyer's not going to have to throw the football that much. So a significant portion will go to Josh Gordon. So I agree. It is a fact.
I'm going to say fiction. I think Andrew Hawkins has that rapport right now with Brian Hoyer. I don't know that we're going to get a full complement of snaps from Josh Gordon against Atlanta this week. And you look at what Andrew Hawkins has done, 112 yards against Jacksonville, 88 against Oakland, not much against Tampa, but then came back with 6 for 97 and a touchdown against Houston. He's been the leading receiver on this team. I think he stands to benefit more than anybody in the passing game from the return of Josh Gordon. So I'll say fiction. Andrew Hawkins will be the leading receiver in this game, but beginning the following week, it's going to be the Josh Gordon show in this passing attack when they ramp him up and unleash him.
It better be.
Full snap count.
It better be.
Fact or fiction?
Terrence West will be the leading rusher for the Browns on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's fact because I believe, and I know Isaiah Crowell got up first last week, but I believe West is going to be the guy. Let's just go on, say, I don't know, let's say the Browns, I'm sure the Browns would love to run the football 35 times. I would think it would be West, much like the Cincinnati game in that 22, 23, 24 carry area. Just got a feeling that that's the way the coaches want to go. So I'm going to say, yeah, fact that Terrence West will be the leading rusher on Sunday.
I'm going to go with fiction. I do believe Terrence West will start the football game. I do believe that he will get you'll get a steady dose of Terrence West, but I believe that Isaiah Crowell will have, again, some of those chunk runs, very similar to that run we saw against Houston. It'll be on a fast track in front of his home crowd there in Atlanta. But to be very honest, I don't really care who's the leading rusher as long as we have the ability to run the football. And I think now that we have a two-headed monster and not that three-headed monster and that elephant in the room, success from both of them on the ground is good enough for me.
There's 35 rushes. I just threw that number out, guys. 35 rushes spell W win on Sunday.
I believe that they do. Yeah. Now, I'm going to say I believe it is a fiction. I think Isaiah Crowell will be the leading rusher for the Browns in this one. I know the coaches are very happy with him, as they are with West. I just think for him returning home in Atlanta, Josh Gordon, his ability to hit the big
fast
run.
Track.
I think a fast track. I think he's going to hit a couple big runs in this game. And I think it's very possible that West gets more carries, but that Crowell will end up with the most yards.
Fact or fiction?
The Atlanta Falcons will win the NFC South.
Fiction, the New Orleans Saints will win the NFC South. Pretty simple.
Yeah, I will go fact. And I think that, Atlanta Falcons, they have the most weapons and they are healthy. And I talked about Matt Ryan's ability to run hot. We hope he does not run hot this Sunday. But once we get past, he gets past the Cleveland Browns, I think they will finish. And they have the best opportunity to make it to the playoffs.
I'm going to go with New Orleans because the Browns are going to beat the Falcons this weekend, putting them at 4-7. The Saints are the only team in that division that are actually have a positive differential on the year. And the only reason they're tied, they've lost two. The Falcons have won two. That game, when they meet up again, will be obviously a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the Saints ultimately will come out of that division and represent the NFC South in the playoffs because they're only getting one team in. So if you want to be in the playoffs from the NFC South, you better win that division.
Fact or fiction?
The NFL should push the Bills-Jets game back to either Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I understand the thinking on that, but here's the problem with that, though. I mean, what type of preparation are the Buffalo Bills getting? Now, we've heard a lot that they're, on the iPads and still have the game plan put in that way. But if they haven't been in a facility and actually on the practice field or being able to even walk through and go through anything, is that not, again, a added edge or a preparation edge, at least from competitive balance, to the New York Jets? If they feel that that is, then, yeah, they should move that football game back to Monday or Tuesday to allow Buffalo to have the type of days of preparation that the Jets will have. So I'm going to say fact.
I agree with you, Reg, and I think that it's the preparation associated with a football game and the ability of teams to get healthy and not get healthy, or teams to really dive into that game plan and learn it, and even maybe not necessarily even put on pads, but to become familiar with it and walk through it so that you can confidently go play a football game. And at this point, I don't think you can confidently say this team would be prepared for a football game on Sunday, so they would need the additional days.
I say move it back to Tuesday, because then they have to turn around and play the Browns on a very short week. So from a Browns standpoint,
play it on Wednesday.
Get it back as far as you want. That doesn't matter to me. I think it's tough, though, to ask the Bills to play on Sunday. The Bills are in a bad situation, and really it's going to be unfair to them no matter what ultimately ends up happening, because they have not been able to practice. I actually talked to our old friend Vic Carucci today, and there's a driving ban in Orchard Park. Players can't go to practice. They've been communicating via iPads, but there have been no practices whatsoever in preparation for this game, and that's obviously not fair. So you want to give them opportunity to prepare, but that's going to take its toll on them the following week against the Cleveland Browns. And if we happen to be the beneficiary of that, well, then I guess that's fine.
I agree with you. Absolutely.
That's fine with me.
You want to talk about a short week, playing on Tuesday and playing again on Thursday would be awesome.
It'd be really great.
You'd like
for the Browns.
For the Browns, it would be. They wouldn't be able to do that. But, yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation, and certainly the biggest concern is just for everybody in Buffalo trying to stay safe and survive this horrific snowstorm as it goes. They're saying right now on Twitter that the possibilities for this game are certainly not in Buffalo. They don't think they'll be able to play in Buffalo. They're not sure they're even going to be able to have it ready for the Browns game, although they do think they will. They say Detroit right now and Washington are possible locations. Pittsburgh, they thought, but they don't think it's going to work. They said Toronto might not be practical with passport situations, et cetera. But they're trying to figure something out there. And right so far, it's tough in Buffalo as the snow continues to fall. I think they've had 6 feet, and they're going to get another 2 or 3
right,
more feet,
yep.
Which is... I just can't even fathom that. That sounds bad.
Well, wait a lake effect. Could it not happen here in Cleveland?
Yes, it
could. Of course it could.
Of course it could. Yeah.
Of course it could.
Yes,
That's exactly what it is. All right, when we come back, it'll be our final segment here of this Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You got any Browns questions, comments, hit us up, 216-578-0850, and I'll also answer some fantasy questions and give you the Browns that I think would be nice to trot out in your fantasy lineups this week against the Falcons, 32nd ranked defense. I think you're going to be surprised. Quite a few guys can find their way into your lineups and help you this week from the Cleveland Browns. Zagura, Reg Eye, Wilhelm coming back with more CBD.